All right, welcome out to the Aggie Fan Zone. We continue on this Saturday. Texas A&M and Oklahoma coming up here at 6 o'clock tonight at Kyle Field. Our special guest now is going to be David Baker. He is class of 83 in architecture. David is a principal with the Houston-based Wilson Architectural Group. The firm designs a broad array of projects, including hospital and corporate offices. And David is here today on behalf of the Texas A&M Foundation. The foundation works closely with former students and supporters to raise major gifts for academic and leadership programs at A&M. They're a private nonprofit that helps donors direct gifts to support faculty, students, buildings, student activities, and other A&M programs. Once gifts are made, the foundation manages those assets, now more than $1 billion. Every year, the foundation gives A&M around $50 million. This year, it was $59 million. Let's listen now as we talk to David Baker, class of 83. One of the things that we're going to talk about today is study abroad. And I've had an opportunity a number of times to visit with folks about study abroad, and it's always been a great experience. How about your experience in that area?
The College of Architecture opened up a study abroad program that I participated in with the first group. And it was a terrific experience. It really opened my eyes up to a lot of things, not just about architecture, but about different cultures and the way different people think, which I have found has served me very well in my professional practice as work has taken us out of the country, as well as multinational firms that have come to do business here in the United States. It prepared me very well for that.
And you also have an understanding of the history of Western architecture, and I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit.
The benefit of going overseas and studying in Europe in particular is seeing what the Romans and the Greeks were able to do 2,000 years ago and beyond that. And it gave us an understanding of how far we've come with technology, but it also underscored that the basic principles behind architecture are pretty much the same as they were back then.
The global work environment, that's a key, obviously, to being successful in today's economy.
Absolutely. Even though we're a mid-sized architectural firm, we pretty much have a regional presence to some degree, but mostly it's work in Houston. But our Houston-based clients have taken us abroad. We've done work in Belize, Angola. We're currently chasing work overseas in the Orient as well. So it's with the globalization of the economy, it's more and more important for students to get that broader perspective, which they just can't get sitting here in College Station.
And then when you talk about students, let's talk about scholarships and study abroad.
Absolutely. You know, I was really blessed to be able to have my parents help me out with my college education. And at that point in time, the expense of going overseas was fairly manageable given the strength of the dollar at that point in time in the early 80s. Nowadays, cost have skyrocketed. The dollar has sort of depreciated compared to the foreign currencies, and it's much more difficult for students now to get overseas. And so one of my classmates who also went on the study abroad program with me, he and I felt very strongly that that we needed to do something about helping College of Architecture students. So we set up a scholarship specifically targeting the study abroad program, and we're encouraging everybody else to do the same thing to help give students that broader perspective. And Dave, it's not just about the College of Architecture. Business school, people that are thinking about going into getting MBAs or Bachelor of Business, engineering programs, when people go to work for Mustang or Halliburton or the oil field services, everybody needs to have that broader global perspective in order for us to stay competitive.
That was David Baker on behalf of the Texas A&M Foundation.